Welcome, everybody, to Live with Dr. Carolyn Dean. Carolyn is amazing. She's a doctor, she's a naturopath, she's an herbalist, she's an acupuncturist. She's going to tell you exactly what she would do if she were in your shoes. I can't think of a person who has devoted more time to helping people's health than Dr. Carolyn Dean. She can make a huge difference as you listen to her words of wisdom. We know she's ahead of time because she is the doctor of the future. Welcome, Dr. Carolyn Dean.
Rerun.
Hey, yay, yay, yay. Here we are. Yes. Yay, Carolyn. How exciting. We're back again on a Monday.
I can't believe it. It's like snap, snap, 1 week, boom, next week, boom. Amazing.
What about snap, snap? It's June 1st. What's up with that?
And Bob's going to start saying, hey, half a year is gone.
No doubt. Yeah, half a year's gone, but we're still here. And this hour is going to fly by. And when you leave, your brain is going to be blown with all the amazing things that Dr. Dean will have to say in this next hour. And if you're just joining us for the first time, we welcome you to the podcast. It's so much fun to hang out with Dr. Dean. She is 55 years and going strong as an MD and a naturopath. And just pretty much a person who gets it about health, vitality, well-being, understands the innate intelligence of the whole body, not a Newtonian body part. And she's here to talk to you about holistic health and how you can optimize everything with the most common sense approaches. So not only that, but we've got her great critique of the medical world, which everybody loves to hear because she's very saucy, very spicy. And then we've got her rants and her raves and, I mean, just all the things. So sit back, enjoy us. Where are we starting this evening, Carolyn?
Well, you said I was 55 years at this, and it implies that I'm 55. So you de-aged me. I'm 77.
Yeah, 55 years at this, not at planet Earth, at your profession, naturopath and MD. Yes, but you did de-age yourself anyway, because you certainly aren't like you're 77.
Yeah, I know. It's pretty cool. Pretty cool. So, yeah, just a little mini rant. I'm constantly coming across this and that supplement that you must have, and I'm sure you've all been exposed if you're online at all. So I just want to reiterate, maybe I'll do it every week, that before you get suckered into buying the latest hype, make sure you're taking all our formulas at the right doses first, because those are the basics. And when you look at magnesium being required for 80% of known metabolic functions and 600 to 800 enzyme processes, that's where you begin. And with REMAG, the magnesium, I'm now taking 1.5 to 2 teaspoons a day. Mm-hmm. I was up to 4 teaspoons for a while. So, you know, people should gauge themselves on their magnesium deficiency symptoms. You could look at either of my magnesium books to learn all the symptoms of magnesium deficiency. You'll be surprised. It's not just that magnesium helps you sleep. After REMAG, you're looking at REMITE. That's 1.5 teaspoons a day. Sometimes people with thyroid problems go up to 2 teaspoons, and that's because in this multiple mineral, which like our REMAG, it's stabilized ions of the minerals that are fully absorbed. So of the 12 minerals, 9 of them make thyroid hormones or help make thyroid hormones. I got off my Armour thyroid within 6 weeks of taking my Remite. Realign, that one, at least 2 a day. That's our whole food B and methylated B complex. It's got all 8 B vitamins, and it's got 2 sulfur-based amino acids. So it's going to help in the sulfation detoxification pathways, whereas the methylated Bs and the methionine amino acid are going to help with the methyl detox pathways. So we call it the supplement that takes out the trash. Picopotassium, it's probably next because a lot of our customers are older and they may be having heart issues. And potassium works with magnesium as an important electrolyte for the electrical conductivity of the heart. D3K2, very necessary. It doesn't work if you don't have enough magnesium. And that's where the ambiguity in the vitamin D research comes in, I think, because they're not testing for magnesium in their studies. Omega-3 algae instead of a fish oil. I go to the basic source of fish oil is eating algae. So let's do the algae oil and cut out that middleman. And the middleman, the fish, it can be mercury toxic. And in the omega-3 algae, I put vitamins A and vitamin E. Then there's Pico Silver. I'm taking at least a teaspoon a day of Pico Silver. And what's really cool about Pico Silver is it supports stem cell production. So instead of going across the border to Mexico to get stem cell transplants, you can just take your Pico Silver and make new, what they call naive cells that then go to the priority in the body where you need healing. Recalcia, I finally put together a picometer size stabilized calcium ion when I started getting knee pain after avoiding dairy and not taking calcium supplements for about 2 years. And you take Recalcia if you're not getting 600 milligrams of calcium in your diet. So yeah, Recalcia, it's important because if you're taking a calcium compound, calcium carbonate or calcium chloride, whatever, it's not well absorbed. It causes constipation and the excess calcium will precipitate in areas in the body, like in your joints or on cholesterol band-aids that are trying to help heal your arteries. Then there's picoselenite, that's our selenium, picometer size stabilized selenium, and that has incredible benefits for the immune system, especially. And Restructure, that's our low casein, well, no casein, low lactose protein from organic whey. And it's got, rice protein as well, and pea powder protein. And it's, we're not allowed to call it a balanced meal, but it is. So that's my mini rant. I mean, that's what you're here to learn about is our dietary formulas. And pretty soon, every week, I'm going to be talking about our Maui Reset study, where we took 7 of those formulas, gave them to 10 people for 6 months, and slowed the aging of 7 of these people, slowed their aging from 1.5 years to 5 years. 6 of them, we slowed the aging from 4 to 5 years. So this is monumental. This is the type of thing that when we talk to our practitioners and tell them this, it's like, wow, this is something I can tell my patients that this is what you could look forward to. And the practitioners, they may or may not have their patients do the before and after testing to show the report how the methylation pathways in the body improve. And as I said, slow your aging. So that's where I'll start off. I'll go to Ginny before we jump into the blog so I can take a drink.
Well, speaking of practitioners, I want you to know that one of our listeners, Debbie Phillips, is here because her practitioner is Happy Sperling. And so Happy, yes, and Carolyn loves Happy. So Happy told Debbie about our products, and she's here listening, she's learning, and she's taking the Remag, and she's very happy about that. So welcome to the community, Debbie. We're happy to have you. Also, a couple questions here. One of which is, do you think that your magnesium or any magnesium really can help dementia or Alzheimer's?
Of course. What's the name of my mental health book, Ginny?
Oh, it's in the right here. It's The Complete Guide to Mental Health.
Right, right. The big thing that I found out when I was writing that book was that the brain neurons, they're just the name of the brain cells, they can have up to 2 million mitochondria in each neuron. And the mitochondria are where the Krebs cycle makes your energy. And so that means in each neuron, there are 86 billion neurons. In each neuron, there may be a couple of hundred Krebs cycles grinding out ATP. But it doesn't come out as ATP. It's MG-ATP, which means that your energy is magnesium driven. And the brain, in order to function, I mean, what we're computing every day is more than the current computers. I guess the robots are going to catch up to us. But that computing power, like the data centers, uses a lot of energy. And that energy comes from magnesium. So what I've come to think is that the explosion in Alzheimer's and dementia, even Parkinson's, can be related to magnesium deficiency. And also the other nutrients are important too. The myelin sheath around your neurons or around the nerves in the body and in the brain require fatty acids. We need the omega-3, we need vitamin D, vitamin A, and vitamin E. And you will get those from our D3K2 and our omega-3 algae A plus E. So we've got you covered. And we've had an amazing number of testimonials of people who say, well, you know, I gave my grandmother or mother some of your nutrients, and all of a sudden they're up out of bed mowing the front lawn. Yes. So there's nothing to lose by just trying these nutrients, putting the Remag and Remite in some juice or tea or alcohol. No, not alcohol. You can put them in a liquid that will neutralize the taste, because what we find with a certain small percentage of people is that, oh, I hate the taste. And it's like, well, dilute the taste or neutralize the taste. So anyway, the answer is yes, you can use magnesium, and you know, make it a package. Make it the Maui Reset package.
Right. Very good. Excellent. Excellent. And let's see what else we have going on here. Michelle says, you don't talk very much about your RNA reset drops or the Rebob. Do you think we should take those?
Well, they're hard to explain. The only science I have behind them is the Radish study, where the waste straw from the barley where that we make the RNA drops from in a field of radishes produced incredible number, 86 pounds of awesome radishes compared to 3 pounds of decent looking radishes in the non-RNA straw plot. So we know it's awesome, but when you're talking on a podcast and acting like you know something, people will come at you if you make claims and you don't have anything to support it. So what I did, knowing all that, is we dehydrate RNA drops and we put them in as a catalyst into our vitamin C reset powder, our restructure, our host C reset capsules, etc. So you are getting the benefit of the RNA drops with this barley extract. And it's non-gluten, although we're not allowed to say that anymore, even though every time we tested our RNA drops, they're gluten-free because the fermentation, I guess you'd say, the germination is the better word, will eat up any of the gluten that might be in the barley. But the word barley is synonymous with an allergy. If you put the word barley on your label, then you have to say there's a potential for gluten. I mean, this is the FDA at our door.
Yep, that is the FDA. They're out there keeping people safe, everybody. Mm-hmm. We're so grateful they're keeping us safe, aren't we, Carolyn?
Oh boy, aren't we ever.
Oh yeah, so see. Anyway, okay, so I think we're good. We're caught up. Let's keep going. Carolyn, what would you like to talk about next?
Okay, great. Yeah, good questions. I love questions. So the book of the week is Detox Your Body. And Rachel will show the library. And I'm going to do the blog now. What I end up doing with the blogs is I don't read out the blogs to any extent, because you can do that at drcarolyndean.com. And this blog is about prebiotics and gut health, why gut health is about more than probiotics. And I've been dancing around the alternative medical world for over 50 years. And I've watched different health conditions be highlighted. So this isn't in the blog, but this is what my 55 years in medicine has taught me. When I first started practice in 1979, it was hypoglycemia. Everyone had hypoglycemia. I was doing all kinds of glucose tolerance tests. Then it was food allergies. So we were doing food allergy tests. Then chronic fatigue hit hard and AIDS came along. I ended up in New York City in 1993 to run an alternative medical trial on AIDS and chronic fatigue. And we were using Chinese herbal remedies that I personally made into sterile homeopathic remedies that we injected into acupuncture points through a handheld frequency generator. And we had great success until Fauci corralled the whole AIDS community behind ACT, which killed most of the people in the original trials. So chronic fatigue got bigger. Then they branched out to just calling everything inflammation. And then it was metabolic syndrome. And now it's a toss-up between microbiome, gut imbalance, and mitochondria. And I've talked about the solutions for all these conditions. But for now, mitochondria, as I was saying about the mitochondria and the Krebs cycle, 2 million mitochondria in each neuron, it's high-dose non-laxative magnesium and all the basic nutritional cofactors that we recommend at RNA Reset. And for the gut, it's treating yeast overgrowth and taking all the nutrient building blocks. the yeast still overgrowth, that's Flora Revive and Pico Silver. But with the nutrient building blocks, you make a stronger immune system and gastrointestinal system. You cannot target a systemic problem with one nutrient. All the basic nutrients work together, and all we do is work with the basics that the body requires at RNA Reset. So my blog, which is at drcarolyndean.com, goes into the marketing of gut health and reminds you that it's about sugar toxicity that feeds yeast, causing yeast overgrowth, nutrient depletion, and mineral deficiency that disrupts the microbiome and affects digestion, cravings, inflammation, mood, and overall vitality. You know, the thing about yeast is that when you would know this if you ever bake bread and you put baker's yeast into your bread and the bread rises. Well, yeast in your gut will cause gas, and that can be the stretching, irritating pain of your stomach stretching or your intestine stretching. I mean, it could be just gas, but it's a terrible pain. The stretch fibers in the intestines cause a lot of pain. So what I've done, you know, when my books, the Detox Your Body, the Sugar-Free Plan, Reset the Yeast Connection, the Magnesium Miracle, and the Complete Guide to Mental Health, I've discussed over and over how the microbiome needs to be supported. It needs to be sugar-free. You need your minerals. And all of those together restore balance naturally. The healthiest gut environment is created when the body is properly nourished and supported at the cellular level. And then, you know, I talk a bit about real healing doesn't happen through, you know, this hack or that hack. It's the whole picture, but it's not a complex picture. It happens, it goes into balance when the body receives what it's been missing and when you take care of yeast overgrowth. And I do recommend eating fermented foods in the mix. Now, when I was going through this report and doing this blog, there's a gut therapy that one of our listeners serendipitously shared with me. And it's in a book called Super Gut. It's by Dr. William Davis. He wrote Wheat Belly. And he's recommending opening up capsules of certain probiotics and slowly cooking them in milk around 100 degrees into a yogurt to increase their colony count to trillions of organisms. But I just have to warn people that overloading the gut with a few species when there are hundreds of different species of these organisms, these bacteria in the gut, you can throw things off. I have seen it happen when people have been recommended to take trillions of one type of probiotic. So you have to be cautious. And I told the person, to use muscle testing. I mean, the O-ring muscle testing can help you answer questions about dosage and frequency. And the extreme case of gut health is found in people who say, oh, you can do fecal transplants, get the feces of people who are healthy and have good balance of gut bacteria and implant them in another person. And this totally reminds me of stem cell transplants, where you go to Mexico and they give you some stem cells from umbilical cords or whatever other horrible things they get them from. And what happens is if you don't change your lifestyle, take your supplements, you know, build your body, take your proper amounts of a good magnesium, you'll go right back to your original symptoms. So it's a total picture. It also reminds me of hormone replacement therapy with the thyroid hormone, where, okay, let's wait until the thyroid dies, and then we'll give you a either synthetic thyroid or Armour thyroid, which doesn't give you the 9 minerals you need for your thyroid. So that's enough sort of sidebar talk about today's blog. And we'll go to Jenny for questions and comments from our audience, because I don't have any listed here, Jenny.
Okay, very good. Well, one, we do have a question or two here, but one of the questions is about Herxheimer reactions. Do any of your products cause the Herxheimer reaction?
What's fascinating about the yeast protocol, the treatment with FloraRevive and Pico Silver, is that Pico Silver is so awesome that it kind of neutralizes the Herxheimer reaction. So we've had great success with it. And with a person who feels sensitive to everything, we just start really slowly. I mean, I remember Julie telling me that in customer service, she'd hear from a customer that they were so sensitive. And she said, oh, well, put your Remag in a dropper bottle and just take 10 drops a day or less. And that way your body gets used to whatever you're taking, and you don't misinterpret getting more energy or feeling better to a side effect. And it can be scary to people when they're on the edge. I call it too toxic to detox. Mm. When you're on the edge, even feeling better feels bad to a person, because it's a shift. You know, they're just in such a tight environment of their symptoms. So, I know about Herxheimer. I've written about it, but we just don't see it anymore because people are doing the Pico Silver.
Very good. Excellent. And then another question that came in, Carolyn, is about blood vessels. I have blood vessels that have been popping in my fingers and in my hand. Doing the most simple things like picking up a heavy pan, is this a sign of vitamin C deficiency? I do use the Whole C Reset. Oh, no, vitamin C Reset.
Vitamin C Reset is mainly ascorbic acid. If you're getting those symptoms, yes, the capsules, Whole C Reset, they'll have bioflavins in them that are even more helpful for healing small capillary breaks, because that's what is happening. Small capillary blood vessels are fragile and they're breaking. So the Whole C Reset, and it could be anywhere from 2 to 6 capsules a day. You know, one of our customer service people, when she had nasal polyp surgery, she was taking, I think, 6 or 8 a day. And her surgeon could not believe that after, I don't know if it was a 3 or 4 hour surgery, she didn't have bruising or swelling because she had stocked up on her vitamin C. It is very important for mucous membrane irritation or ulcers, or I think they call them canker sores. I used to get them, but nothing since I've been doing my Whole C Reset capsules.
Very good. Excellent. Michelle says, Dr. Dean, I think I'm still eating too much fruit, too much sugar via fruit. What benchmarks do you use to know if you're in a good zone, like total carbs or morning insulin numbers? How do you measure?
Yeah, that's a big thing now. I think in one of my articles, I have Nick Norwich, our MD, PhD, talking about how they're really coming out against sugar now and fruit. And he's saying that one mango a day is enough fruit. More than that can cause problems. Yeah, look at fruit like never before. So I think that's a bit too strict. I got involved with making the Flora Revive because I wanted to eat a few pieces of fruit a day. What happens to me if I start, you know, if I eat a banana and then a mango and then I have, what else would I be having? Any one of a dozen different fruits, because we have them all at the farm. It's incredible, the awesomeness of the fruit. I will start getting little nasal boils inside my nostrils. I'll get these painful little boils. And that's my immune system being distracted, trying to take care of yeast that's being fed by fruit sugar. And what Nick is saying, and let me just jump to Rachel, if you could put up the fruit thing again, the fruit article. Let me see if I can find it without too much trouble. So I start off by reminding us of Dr. Robert Lustig and his video, The Bitter Truth, where he exposed sugar toxicity, especially high fructose corn syrup. Besides the fact that most corn in the U.S. is genetically engineered, except on our farm here in Maui. What's really happening with fructose, Nick goes into the details. He said that bacteria in the intestines transform fruit sugar into glucose and about a dozen other substances before it gets to the liver. It's not supposed to just dump on the liver, but high doses of fructose will exceed the capacity of the intestines to transform fructose into glucose. So dumping into the liver will cause liver toxicity, which is described as fatty liver disease, and it really jacks up the triglycerides. And as I said, he's answering how much is too much. He says 1 gram per kilogram body weight, but that's in mouse data. They just did little mice studies. So he said that turned out to be about 2 mangoes a day. But human studies, he said, showed that fructose will show up in the portal vein on the way to the liver when you only have a quarter of a gram per kilogram, 0.25 grams instead of 1 gram. Nick says that maybe go for 0.5 gram per kilogram, which is 1 mango. But he admits there's an incredible range of people, you know, from diabetics who shouldn't take probably any fruit, actually, to athletes who can burn it off so they'll eat more fruit. And then there's also the glycemic index of fruit to look at, the fiber, as well as the fructose. High fructose fruit, that's mango, jackfruit, grapes, and watermelon. The least are berries, kiwi, and citrus. None, coconut, avocado, and olives. High glycemic, that spikes your blood sugar, and the whole insulin business that they're trying to blame everything now on high insulin. So high glycemic, watermelon, pineapple, mango, banana, sweet tropical fruits, and dried fruit is very high in sugar. And the fruits that have a lot of fiber, that's our avocados, berries, pomegranate, and any fruit where you eat the skin, and that's berries, of course. So, I mean, that's just a bunch of words about fructose. I don't know if it's helpful, but if a person can kind of identify where they feel sugars affecting them, like for me, it can be mucus, it can be the boils in my nose. That means I've really gone too far. So it's mucus, and I'm not going to completely stop eating sugar or fruit, actually. I haven't bought sugar, a box of sugar, however it comes, for 20, 30 years, but I certainly love my fruit. So back to you, Jenny. Does Michelle have anything to say about that?
Very good. Well, I'm sure it was very helpful because it was very clarifying. And just to know that a mango is almost too much fruit for a person is a lot to think of, because many people do rely on fruit for breakfast. They eat it at lunch. They'll eat it at dinner. They'll have it after a meal as a snack or as a kind of satisfy that sugar craving they have. So that's a very interesting way to measure it. But you said 1 gram per kilogram. That's also a very interesting way to look at it.
Right. So gram per kilogram, 60 kilograms, that's 100 and something, maybe 110 pounds. 60 grams, you divide that by 5, that's 12 teaspoons of sugar. So it's a fair amount of sugar when you add it up. And, you know, sometimes when I'm scrolling through X at food hacks, you'll see someone put like 5 bananas in a blender and then a bunch of strawberries and juice, they're just drinking pure sugar, and they don't really realize it. And for years I used to rail against the vegetarian cookbooks that they'd start the book off with, well, here's all the fruit you can eat, here's the fruit desserts, because they know so much of the diet is like cardboard. I think in our recipe book, I don't even know if we have desserts. I don't think we have desserts in this book. So that's how pure we are.
Right? Pure. Very good. Pure,
the driven snow.
That's right. Savvy, who also works with Melody Rose on the chat line, she's always saying, like the live. So click your like button on your YouTube and let them know that this live content is what you want to see. That's really what we're trying to say to YouTube. We like Dr. Dean's live show, and we want YouTube to know so they promote the show and give more people an opportunity to come in and see it. But anyway, Savvy's saying she has nightmares if she eats sugar too close to bedtime. What do you think about that, Carolyn?
Wow. Well, it will not allow you to have a deep sleep, because I guess, it gets your adrenaline going. It's energetic and all the rest of it. So it makes your sleep makes you be hyper vigilant in your sleep. But I don't like the sound of nightmares. That's yucky.
Yeah, yucky. Mm-hmm. Carmen said she's got a 29-year-old son who does have autism and a seizure disorder, and she's giving him Remag and Remite, and he also takes the Omega. So I think that she's just sharing that with us to encourage us to know that it's making a difference for her son. So that's very good. Very cool.
Well, let's ask her if she can tell us how she gives it to him.
Oh, okay. She said 1/2 teaspoon of both, and then one of the Omegas is where she started, because he's super sensitive.
Yeah. And in his, in some sort of liquid, or how does she hide the taste?
He's got it in the vitamin C powder, she says. Now part 2. I tried doing 1/2 pill of Realign, but he did not tolerate it. Mm-hmm. So, and he didn't tolerate the Flora Revive very well either. So, any advice on which one she might want to try to reintroduce?
Well, what will happen in our experience after taking the Remag for a time and the Remite, the immune system kicks in and it starts working on yeast, et cetera. And people start to be able to tolerate the others. So just every few months, just give it a try. You know, even with the Realign, open it up and put maybe 1/4 of the capsule into something to try to hide the taste and build that up.
Very good. Excellent. Super Dougie, thank you for being here tonight. Like the live. Thank you. Super Dougie's always participating with the show. We love that. All right, Carolyn, I think it's time for articles, right? Or what else do you want to talk about?
Oh, we're good. Yes, we did the one article, but Rachel will go back to, will this gene editing breakthrough eliminate heart disease?
Okay. And
this is crazy, Jenny. There's a small clinical trial tested a CRISPR-based gene editing therapy aimed at lowering PCSK9, a liver protein linked to high LDL cholesterol. The treatment used a base editor and guide to change one letter in the PCSK9 gene with the goal of reducing LDL cholesterol long-term after one injection. Early results showed LDL cholesterol dropped significantly with reports of up to 62% reduction, raising hopes for future heart disease prevention. Experts are divided. Some see it as a potential breakthrough, while others worry gene editing may be too extreme for a common condition like high cholesterol. Just so many aspects of this are just horrifying. First of all, the more recent studies that aren't so biased for statins are saying, well, actually, people who have LDL and higher cholesterol are healthier. We need cholesterol to make our hormones, to make the myelin sheath in our brains, et cetera, et cetera. So this whole business about this gene editing on for PCSK9 is so out of place. It's just, it's like the dark ages compared to where we are at now with cholesterol. You do not have to ram your cholesterol down like that. But they're going to do it. They've got their funding. They want to use this CRISPR. That's what the whole genome project was about. We want to know all the genes so that we can start manipulating them. And when you inject this business, it's for life. They remove something, and then what else is removed? What else is shifted? So yeah, not a fan. And then the next article, it's Nick Norwich again. He's touting new research showing that an omega-3 fatty acid, DHA, is the number one nutrient for brain health. So in omega-3s, there's DHA and EPA. They're both necessary. But of course, they've got to focus on one thing, and this is it. Now, what's the whole title? The number one nutrient for brain health. It's not even close. So that's your clickbait. And what have we just been talking about? Magnesium. Is he talking about magnesium? No. And of course, yes, it is important for brain health. But like I said, it's a definition of clickbait and what medicine does in trying to make one treatment for one problem. They try to do that with drugs, but they can't do it with nutrients because nutrients are so interactive. And of course, we give people DHA in our omega-3 algae formula, but we don't say it's the answer to brain health. He's leaving out all the other things that the brain would love to have. Leaving out magnesium. We've been through this, 86 billion neurons, each which can have up to 2 million mitochondria and all the Krebs cycles making MGATP. So you need a lot of magnesium. What about vitamin C? It's needed as an antioxidant for all the waste products produced by the trillions of Krebs cycle reactions. Vitamin C acts as a cofactor in the production of neurotransmitters, including dopamine, serotonin, norepinephrine. Vitamin C lowers the risk of neurodegenerative diseases such as Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, Huntington's disease. It's necessary for myelin formation. And also collagen is needed for blood vessel production and repair. So again, not a fan. Well, no, I'm a fan of DHA, but you cannot just isolate one thing and say that it's the, you know, the big guy on the block or whatever. We did the next one, how much fruit is too much? And we'll jump to the sweetener trap. Are sugar alternatives backfiring? Now, this is interesting. It was a piece in the UK, Medscape UK, about how to control the use of sugar-sweetened sodas by imposing taxes. And I noticed a while ago that the price of soda is less than water, so people will pick up the cheaper soda. But what a sugar tax does is causes a switch to synthetic sweetened sodas or products. And therein lies the problem, because there's so many side effects with these synthetics. I think I did a report on that a few weeks ago. So the article remarks on the long-term effects of synthetic sweeteners. A review was published concluding that synthetic sweeteners do not consistently improve body weight or metabolic parameters. So, I mean, it's kind of political the way they say that, do not consistently improve. Yeah, they actually cause weight gain and mess up your metabolism. And cohort studies reported associations between synthetic sweeteners and increased risk of type 2 diabetes. And the diabetes associations are recommending these synthetic sweeteners, increased risk of heart disease and increased mortality. And I've been taught, 2005, when did I write Death by Modern Medicine? Yeah, 2005. I was talking about all this business with aspartame. A 2014 study in the journal Nature suggested that artificial sweeteners can be affecting the microbiome. And studying nutrients linked saccharin, sucralose, and aspartame to changes in bacterial diversity and metabolic dysregulation. These are foreign chemicals that we are ingesting that are going to have a negative effect on the body. Proposed mechanisms include reduced production of short-chain fatty acids and activation of pro-inflammatory signaling pathways by using these sweeteners. And they even talked about erythritol, saying it's associated with an increased risk for major cardiovascular events, increased platelet activation, increased thrombosis. So no sweetener or sugar substitute can be considered completely risk-free. And what do I recommend? Stevia. Years ago, I mean, a long time ago, stevia was so bitter. It was horrible. But they've refined it. And I found a report saying a study published in the journal Appetite found that stevia compared with sucrose did not increase postprandial, post-eating glucose or insulin levels. So it does have the sweetness that can make people feel they want more sweetness, but it's not going to affect your blood sugar or your insulin. And I'm going to stop now to bring Ginny in to see what she's got for me.
Excellent, excellent. Patrick Babbitt is wanting to wish Marilyn Monroe a 100-year birthday and say that she was eating a yeast-free diet all the way back then. So I don't know, maybe she was. She certainly was beautiful, would you say? Clear complexion.
Yeah. Hollywood.
There yeah. you go.
Hollywood, there
you go.
Yeah.
There you go. Okay. Anything else, everybody? I think we're all caught up. Oh, wait, here's a question. I'm on your products and so is my cat. which is fantastic. My cat is 20 and I'm 74. The Pico Silver is saving our teeth. Any advice for hair loss, Carolyn?
Yeah, hair is weird. Yeah. I've talked many times about, I think the COVID infections that I had caused some hair loss, and it's crappy, but I don't know what to say. You hear about remedies and you work with them. And I think that helps the placebo effect. It's like the body says, oh, she wants to grow hair. But I think one of the big things is probably scalp massage, because I don't think people realize that, like, there's this area here that's so tight. It used to be painful. So I just get in there with my fingers and really massage it, because if you've got a tight scalp, that means your circulation is impeded and you need good circulation to bring nutrients to your root hair cells to help grow your hair. So I think, I mean, that's my little hack for hair loss.
Very good. Excellent.
You know, when they talk about, oh, you get rosemary oil or you even castor oil or, you know, all these abominations, what they all say is rub it into your scalp in the affected areas for several minutes. So they're actually talking about scalp massage, and they're acting like, well, it's the rosemary oil that's doing it, but maybe it's the scalp massage.
Very good. Now, we have to say, though, that Remite is the product for hair because, of course, of the iodine thyroid and how the thyroid is so responsible for your hair. So I lost a lot of hair during COVID as well, but I would say Remite, I doubled it up, and I noticed in a couple months that my hair became naturally thick again. So I think, you know, make sure you're using enough Remite, Remag. And I know also applying the minerals to your scalp directly, talk about scalp massage, you know, putting the Remag, Remite, Pico Zinc Plus onto your scalp and massaging it in can also be beneficial. So try those things, you know, no guarantees, but
even Pico Silver, now that you mentioned it. Okay, Ginny, thank you. I'll do that. Thank you, Dr. Ginny. And you know what you can do is you can get a spray bottle or a dropper bottle and put in equal parts of Remag, Remite, Pico Silver, and Zinc Copper. And you got those four minerals, you got them handy, you know, spray, you know, rub. And just do experiments. Everybody's going to be different. That's why, I mean, there's dozens of hacks for everything.
That's right. Now, one great question that we have here is about, oh gosh, and I just lost it. It just moved. Which Carolyn loves talking about these kind of questions. So she's going to be so excited to answer this. And then we're going to have to start to wrap up the show. But Carolyn, cellular health versus isolated health. Like the question is, what do I take for my liver? But what really are our products about in terms of cellular health?
All the cells are related. They all come from the same place in the bone marrow. They all start as the same little function and then they differentiate. So what we say is, let's just make healthy cells, period. And that means all the nutrients are going to be helpful. And with the liver, I mean, you'll hear people talk about milk thistle, alpha lipoic acid. So you go to them when you have liver disease, but to get healthy cells, you use all the nutrients. I mean, I could say, and I have said already in this program, our real line, it's got the methylated Bs to help methyl detoxification. It's got the sulfur amino acids to help sulfur detoxification in the liver. But those methylated nutrients, doing our true diagnostic blood test for the Maui Reset study, they told us there's a million different methyl sites in the body that affect your health. A million. And they somehow they're measuring them. So you need a lot of methyl groups. So that's your B vitamins. You need them head to foot. So there's no way to just isolate, oh, here's one thing for the liver and here's one thing for the ovaries, etc. We're saying you need everything for everything.
Very good. Excellent. Excellent. And final question. Yeah, a lot of people are reporting that they've had great success with the minerals and seeing an improvement in their hair. So thanks for sharing that. And Super Dougie had the last question of the evening, and that is, what do you recommend for castor oil? How can you learn about using it? Do you have a book that you want to recommend?
Well, you have to get organic castor oil. I keep mine in the fridge. Right now, I'm using castor oil for eye health. I put it in a tiny little vial and I put a dab on my finger, and at night I just sort of put half a drop over each eye, and that helps detoxify the eyes. It's amazing. And book wise, I don't remember what book I read about this, 35, 40 years ago. I think any book just find a free book, a free Kindle book on Amazon, and you'll get input, because they use castor oil for on flannel, for warm packs on intestinal stuff, liver stuff, all kinds of things. So yeah, I don't know what else to say, Super Dougie. You're on your own.
There you go. Very good. Very good. Excellent. Excellent. Okay. Well, Carolyn, I think it's time to wrap up. Anything else you want to add?
No, that's good. There are more articles, but we had a lot of awesome questions. Love the questions. So let's wrap her up, Jenny.
Very good. Well, of course, drcarolyndean.com is the place to go for all the health questions that you have. There's so many great resources on there. There's a whole learning system now being built for you. The Maui study will be on there as a coursework that you'll be able to enjoy and use, as well as other factors, all the podcasts, everything. So be sure to check that out. Then, of course, rnareset.com. We hope you visited the website, seen the Miracle Makeover, tons of blogs, tons of great information, educational for you there. The search bar, very friendly. You should be able to find everything you need, rnareset.com. And of course, Dr. Dean's formulas are all there. If we missed any question tonight that you want to answer on, especially about the products, call customer service or go to the chat, which pops up for customer service. There's real humans, not robots. Or send an email, and the information is all on our website. And then also Pico Pets, thank you for whoever acknowledged you do give Pico Pets to your cat. It's a fantastic, fantastic product. Tons of great testimonials. We hope you enjoy that for your pets. And then also just remember SUPCO, SUPPCO, is where RNA Reset is housed right now. Our brand rating is 9.25, but some of our products are as high as 9.75. It shows the integrity of the formulations, but it also lets you check all the other garbage that's out there and get rid of it. Kick it out. Kick it out of your cabinet. Get it out of your home. And just stick with our formulas and the things that Dr. Dean's talked about this evening. So anything else, Carolyn?
No, everything's cool. And our outro music tonight is produced by our producer, Rachel. So please enjoy it. And yes. Aloha.
Aloha. Oh. We'll see you next week. Yes, yes. Mm-hmm. Bye, everybody.
You lead me beside still waters. You restore. Turn my life.